This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Opening half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers. The ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both athletes and businesses. Visit NILGameChangers.org. So if I had my choice between the suit retiring and Glenn Mack now, I'd pick the suit. But unfortunately, the suit's keeping his job and Glenn's retiring. So, this isn't right. The universe is all messed up. But Glenn, congratulations on that. I'm happy for you. Is this one of those mixed feeling things for you as the retirement part of it?
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me on. I'm wistful. I've been doing this job at WIP for 31 years. I've been a member of the media for 47 years. And so when I decided in April I was going to retire and had other things I wanted to enjoy, I was ready to go. But as I am now, what's today, Tuesday, 5 days away from my last show. Yeah, it's a little sentimentality, no doubt.
Okay, so two parts. What will you miss, and what won't you miss?
I will miss the audience. I mean, doing this job, that you connect with people in ways that, like, sometimes you don't even realize. I had somebody the other day say, I was listening to you when I was in sixth grade, and I would listen in the car with my dad on the way to school, and my dad passed away a couple of years ago, but I've had you all those years. Like, things like that that you don't even realize is the stuff that I know I will miss. I will miss, I think, kind of being in the know. Because yeah. As you know, you spend so much time, like, preparing for the show. You spend much more time prepping for it than you do know doing it. And I think I'm going to let that go and probably miss some of that. I will not miss the traffic going to and from Philadelphia Eagles games, which I have done every home game for the last 30 years and hate it every single time. And, in fact, I was the moment I decided to retire was when I was stuck in traffic heading home from an Eagles game last December.
Wow. What will it be like for you to go to a game as a fan?
Fun. Yeah. No cheering in the press box and all that. And I think you probably know also, when you do our job, part of watching the game is you're rooting for the story. You're looking for the angle. Yeah. You're really, as you're watching the game, analyzing it. I really want to be able to go to a game or watch a game from home, either way, and just kind of sit there and have it wash over me and not have to analyze every moment of it. That's going to be different, and I think I'm going to enjoy that.
The industry itself, Glenn, and you and I both have been in this a long time. Where is the industry, in your opinion, advanced? And where are areas in the industry where it's not quite as good as it used to be?
We've certainly advanced in being able to focus, and it's not even necessarily what you're doing on your show, what I'm doing on our show right now, but most stations, I know WIP, has podcasts, and you can kind of get those for the audience that wants it. You have a baseball audience. We have a couple of baseball podcasts just for that. You can narrow focus very well. And I think that's certainly a good thing, because there are people who may not care shockingly, let's just say, for example, would never happen, but let's say somebody loves you, doesn't care about Penn State football, but they want to hear you talk about other things. So I think that's a good thing. I think that where the industry has not gotten better is that to a degree, I think that it has become more hot takey.
Yes.
If that's a word.
Yes. Yep.
And I think that part of that is because of social media and the need to be more controversial than the last guy or the next guy.
Yeah. I would say where it's advanced is because of the internet. You and I have more information at our fingertips when we need it.
No question.
I think that to me is the biggest advancement, where it allows us to really, you talk about the preparation part, the research part of it is exponentially easier. You just have to weed out what's unimportant and what's important. And then I'm right on with you about the hot take part. And it's something in my sports broadcasting class here at Penn State. I talked to them about the hot take part of it. Because Rob Parker teaches the same mm-hmm. course I do essentially at USC. And he does an entire thing about how great hot takes are. And I'm the opposite. I think hot takes are one of those, like, who cares? Should the Jets trade Aaron Rodgers? Well, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Or just putting everything, it's a what's the word I'm looking for? Just kind of this, is this A or it's B. You know, it's black or it's white. And there's no shades of gray, and there's nothing in between. And if somebody is great or terrible. And the problem with hot takes is you may not remember your hot take from the week before.
Right.
And you may have said, this guy is a bum and we should trade him. And all of a sudden today he's the greatest player in the history of the sport. So, yes, that is something that I see much more than I used to. And I don't love that part of it.
Jalen Hurts is the greatest. Goes into a slump. Jalen Hurts needs to be gone.
Right.
It's like, okay. What's it been like? There are seasons where teams struggle, and that will bring with it, by the way, more phone calls.
Yeah.
And then there are seasons where it's been great. How much have you cherished the seasons, you know, as an analyst, but also because of how the city feels about it when the teams are playing great? Because there have been Super Bowl champions, a world championship in baseball, all this, you know, while you've been on the air.
By the way, the thing you said at the beginning is really true, which is its ratings are great when the teams are winning or when the teams are really bad or underperforming.
Yeah.
What you never want is that five, from a perspective of ratings, you never want the 500 team. You never want the team that's kind of meh.
Yeah.
It's amazing in this city, and I'm not a native to Philadelphia, but I've lived here now for 37 years. It is amazing how this city gets swept up and caught up in those great seasons, and everybody, people who are just not really fans or casual fans, all get swept up in it. That mm-hmm. the first parade, you know, Philadelphia didn't win a championship from 1983 to 2008. 25 years, 100 exactly, 100 seasons of four sports teams not winning a championship. Mm-hmm. So when the Phillies finally won it in 08, 2 million people came to that parade, and it was like somebody had taken a giant magnum of champagne, shaken it on one of those paint shakers for 25 years, and finally released it, and it was phenomenal. When the Eagles won their first Super Bowl, it was incredible. Those are the things that I will always remember and always cherish, and just being part of those great crowds of people and their enthusiasm was special.
Is there a show that you did that you look back on and you say, man, we really pulled it off tonight? We really pulled that off this afternoon, where, like, it was one of those, like, signature show kind of moments that mm-hmm. it just turned out just right for not only you, but really turned out right for the audience.
I'll give you one. The night I was working nights back in the early part of the 2000s. And they were going to blow up Vet Stadium on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'm working Friday night. and 7 to 11, and of course you're doing the, you know, what was your favorite memory at Veterans Stadium growing up, or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And early in the show, a caller said, "Gosh, I wish I could just go down there and see it one more time." And I thought to myself, "What a great idea!" So just kind of on the fly, I said, "You know what? I get off at 11. The studio was about a 15-minute drive from the stadium. Mm-hmm. Anybody wants to meet me down there? We'll do a toast to the vet." And the next guy called up and he said, "You know what? I'll come down and bring a bottle of champagne." And the next guy said, "I'll bring cigars." And callers throughout the show said, like, "Yeah, I'll do that." And the cops called. The Philly cops actually called and said, "You know, we hear what you're doing. No, they were really good. They said, "Anybody wants to come down, just make sure you turn the corner and you park on, you know, Patterson Avenue. That'll be okay. And they were really cool about it. And I drove down there, and I'm seeing all these cars and people, and I'm thinking, this isn't for me, because I expected a dozen people.
Yeah.
Steve, there were 200 people came down from South Philly and Southampton and the suburbs and Jersey. And just kind of because we talked about it on the radio, and we toasted, we drank a lot, and we sang the Eagles fight song a few times and had a great time, and then stayed for about an hour, went home, and the next morning they blew up the bet. And that was one 20 years later I will always remember.
That, when you get that kind of unexpected response, it kind of takes you back a little bit. You kind of take a step back and go, "Really?" Like,
yes,
wow.
Because here's why. Because if you're like me, you do most of your shows sitting in a studio, looking at your producer through glass, assuming that people are listening, and you take callers, but you don't really know how you're impacting people in the moment, right? You don't see your audience. And so when something like that happens, it just really felt like, okay, I guess we connected this time.
Hmm. Will you take a vacation or a trip? And if so, if you don't mind us asking, where?
Well, I am, yes, I am planning to leave from my show on Saturday and go to Cape Cod for a couple of weeks through the end of the month.
You and me both. That's where
I'm
going to be next. I'm going next
home,
South Yarmouth.
Okay. We're in Falmouth. So there you go.
Okay. There you go.
We have a family place in Falmouth. I'm going to be here.
Nice.
And really one of my goals in retirement is to travel to a lot of places I haven't been. And so my wife is already getting pamphlets, and she thinks Greece is the next spot, and I have no reason to argue with her about that.
No reason at all. Yes, and enjoy Nobsco Lighthouse. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
That's right there in that point. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I know it well.
Yeah, I know. I can tell because you got that place. Boy, it's great. You got a place there. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a family place that we share, and we get July, which is pretty good.
Oh, that's really good. really good. All right. But I will get your opinion on a couple of things. You're still not out of the job yet. So let's start
five
with
more days.
Yeah. So Phillies get 7 All-Stars out of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 162-game season, and they've suffered as many bumps and bruises as anybody else between JT, Trey being out, you know, Bryce Harper, you know, and so forth. What has made this team, no matter what speed bump has been in front of them, allowed to just plow ahead? Why?
Well, if we can ignore the last three games, the starting pitching has been phenomenal all year. Wheeler has been great. Nola has rebounded from a bad year last year. Ranger Suarez has arguably been the favorite for the Cy Young. He's had a couple of rough starts now, which makes me a little bit nervous, but boy, he's been great all year. And Christopher Sanchez, as a fourth starter, has been, he's not going to make the All-Star game, but he's been All-Star worthy.
Yes.
So if you have four solid starting pitchers, you're never going to have a losing streak. And that's the thing that has, overall, the hitting's been good, the defense has been good, everything's been good. The bullpen's been surprisingly a revelation, but it's that starting pitching that has just been consistently best in the league.
And the other part about the starting pitching that's so important, is they eat up a lot of innings. The bullpen is not as taxed as it has been in recent years.
Last time I looked, which was maybe 2 weeks ago, the Phillies starters had thrown more innings than any in baseball. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly to your point. You don't have relievers, you know, who are going 2-3 days in a row.
All right. The Sixers, they get Paul George, and then they have the draft. They get the McCain kid from Duke, and then they get the kid from UCLA. What kind of offseason, in your opinion, have the Sixers had?
Really good. The thing is, I'm leaving, and they're going to probably finally win something. you know, I got to hope that the chemistry works out, and basketball is so weird that way. On paper, it looks like Paul George and Joel Embiid really could work together. Tyrese Maxey, maybe, you know, he was one of the top 20 players in the league this last year. Maybe he can even grow into the one of the top 10, 15 players in the league. So the only skepticism about the Sixers, to be honest, is whether Joel Embiid can step up his game in the postseason, which he has not done.
Right.
If he can do that and pull the other guys along, he's got the best supporting cast now that he's ever had.
Wow. All right, now we get to the Eagles. And that was at an event in Philadelphia back in May, and Saquon Barkley was there. He's excited about being there.
Yeah.
When you put him in combination with Brown, Smith, Hurts, Goddard, and so forth, how good potentially can this Eagles offense be?
Potentially terrific. Biggest question mark is going to be replacing Jason Kelce, but I do think they've got the guy lined up. But that's you're losing a Hall of Fame center who's going out on the top of his game. So I'm going to put that first because that's a big if.
Yep.
Second big if is if Jalen Hurts can rebound from what was a very subpar season, I believe caused in a good part, not entirely, but in good part by injuries. So all of that personnel sounds great, and you've got a new offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore who's going to call the plays, and I think will help Hurts' game a lot. So listen, I got real questions about the Eagles. You don't lose six of your last seven games and then just gloss over and say everything is going to be okay the next year.
Right.
But if you just take those names, their abilities, and those statistics, they could have a very dynamic offense.
Now we get to the defensive side of it. All right? This is where you have to stop people along the way. Have the young guys like Davis and Carter, they're at least a year older. They've been through it. But what about the secondary part of it to go in combination with them?
Well, that's a great question because there's so many new faces and they've got youth there.
Yeah.
They brought back C.J. Gardner-Johnson, plays strong safety. I liked him before he left it. Mm-hmm. I thought that was good.
Yep.
Darius Slay is a year older. Played okay last year on one leg. Avante Maddox is typically hurt, so that's a problem. The interesting thing will be to see what they get out of some of the rookies. Cooper DeShean, I think, is going to be very good.
Yes.
But we have to see. We have to see what these guys do. The secondary is very, very untested.
I'm a big Cooper DeShean guy after watching him play against Penn State.
I imagine.
You know, I mean, and not only that, and I felt, by the way, I felt the Eagles' punt return game was really good last year. I mean, really good.
Surprisingly,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was really good. This guy is a superior punt return guy because he's such a good athlete. So we'll see how it plays out. Hey, look, all the time you've given us over the years, I can't thank you enough because all you've done is enhance and make the show better. And great 5 days for you coming up, and enjoy a well-earned, not deserved, well-earned retirement, because you are an absolute credit to this profession, and you bring the word professional to the profession.
Well, listen, Steve, anytime you know your producer has called me and asked me to come on, it's always been my pleasure, and always enjoy the interplay, and thank you so much for having me all this time and for all the nice things you've said.
Oh, well, you're in that too. Glenn, thank you so much.
All right, pal. Be well.
the great Glenn McDowell. Well, I'll tell you, whenever I hear somebody of that quality say, you know what, it's time. And no, and look, and people are entitled to say it's time. Okay? So, but the profession gets a bit poorer when somebody of that ability, that level of class, and relatability. And Glenn has all that. All right, in the next half hour, Keith Pompey. I did mention the Sixers. We're going to talk more about them. And I know that Todd, the suit wants me to ask 8 questions about Bronny James. Well, he sent me 8 questions about Bronny James.
Good heavens.
All right. Like, the first one is, he related to LeBron? We'll come back more in a moment. This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers. Start your journey today at NILGameChangers.org here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. 3 dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.